understand that in this business, it's about recognizing potential in these properties. And if you get a bird's eye view of what everybody's doing with these properties after you sell it to them, then you get to pick the right strategy that fits for you.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Grit. I'm Neil Timmons. Hey, I've got the one, the only, Mr. Brent Daniels here.
What?
If you don't know him, you probably live under a rock. So let me introduce him. Okay, he's a multi-million dollar wholesaler. He's out of Phoenix. He's the creator of Talk to People. It's a simple, right, low-cost, incredibly effective telephone marketing program. TTP, baby, right?
That's right. Talk to People. I mean, listen, Neil, the fact is, at some point, if we want to get the biggest and the juiciest and the most discounted properties, we have to have a quality conversation with a property owner. And so I always thought that that was like the toughest part, right? Like, we know who to go after. We know that there's rough looking properties on the street, but once we find them, what do we say to the property owners? And that's always been like an obsession of mine, to be able to kind of break that down into a process to be more comfortable, first for myself, then for my company, and then nationwide with a bunch of the people in on my YouTube channel or podcast and coaching students.
Well, you've got to do it. You got to talk to somebody. As much as we text and send mail and do a whole bunch of other marketing methodologies, I've never bought one without talking to a person.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And I think the interesting thing is, if you find out four main things on every single property, you can determine if somebody's going to actually do business with you, or if you can actually provide value to this person. And that's the condition of the property. We call them the four pillars, just to jump right in here fast. Yeah. Yeah. But the four pillars of pre-qualifying. And this is like the scaffolding that you can have on every single conversation with a property owner is, what's the condition of the property? What's their timeline to sell that property? What's their motivation, or typically what's their problem that they're having with that property, and what's the price? If you can get those four things, then you can be really confident with your follow-up, with your building the relationship with that person so that you can do business with them, right? And so if you go in that order, it makes it a lot easier, because people will typically talk about the condition of their property before they start talking about some of the emotional or financial challenges that they're having.
Yeah, it's a lot easier for them to say, you can see the thing that needs to be done. And then it's a lot harder for us to be really honest in many cases.
Well, and
for
oftentimes
people to be revealing.
Yeah. Sorry, Neil. Yeah. Oftentimes it's like, it's never their fault that their property's in this condition. Yeah. It's the tenant's fault, or they inherited this way, or they something happened to them physically that they can't take care of it anymore, and whatever else. So they kind of like disassociate themselves with that property. We'll talk about the condition, and that really leads into a really good conversation. Because when we first talk to strangers, we all have this kind of force field up, this layer of, okay, do I have to stiff arm this person through communication so that they don't try to get too much out of me?
Right.
And the longer the conversations go, the more comfortable people feel. More comfortable people feel, the more that you can get down to their root issue of what's going on and see if you can help them.
Well, you're building rapport and trust at the exact same time if you've laid that foundation in the conversation.
That's it.
Now, you've been doing this a long time. I mean, you've coached over 1,000 wholesalers in your cold call mastery program.
Yep.
You've helped, I don't know, 10,000 plus people, or maybe multiples of that at this point, with hosting your podcast and Wholesaling Inc. in your YouTube channel, which is huge. I'll tell you what has been most fulfilling about your ability to impact this community in such a dramatic way?
The wins.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm a deal junkie, right? And so anytime somebody's like, you know what I mean,
Neil?
Yes. I mean, you know, whenever somebody comes on and they're like, oh my gosh, they like do their first deal and they make like 10,000 or 15,000 or 20,000. And there's so much energy and enthusiasm. And then people go from that point where they've been building so much off of faith. Faith that they can do their first deal, faith that they can pull income out of thin air by just doing the things that they've learned in real estate or about financing. finding discounted properties, and then they actually close and that money is in their account, then it turns into fact. And faith is fantastic, but fact is better in a business perspective. And once you know that you can do it, you know you can do it again. And that change, that light that goes in, that just fires up in their eyes, that's the best. It's the best.
Need more leads? Who doesn't, right? Want access to the vacant home list, absentee owners, tax liens, pre-foreclosures that are all routinely updated? Well, you can get it all in one place, batchleads.io. Batchleads gives you nationwide property search, nationwide buyer search, comparable home sales, quick filters, and hundreds of prospect filters to allow you to slice and dice it any which way you wish. Batchleads is trusted by some of the nation's top real estate investors. And with plans starting as low as $30 a month, there's a lot of bang for the buck. Batch Leads includes unlimited list stacking, so there's never a need to buy another program or figure it out in Excel. They even include discounted skip tracing with every single plan. It's the system my team and I personally use. Use coupon code IMPACT when checking out for 50% off your first month. Batchleads.io, coupon code IMPACT for 50% off your first month.
Yeah. Change it from belief to know. You know how to do it.
That's it.
Yeah. That's incredible. Hey, take me back to the beginning. How'd you even get in this biz?
Yeah. So 2003, I was a junior in college and my best friend gave me a book that his dad gave him, who was a very successful businessman. It was Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah.
And I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad and boom, like my brain just exploded. Like everything that I had ever thought about, like being an adult, like it all lined up. It was like, here is the path.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're 21, 22 years old, you got a mushy brain. You're not really sure what's going on. At least I did. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was in college, still didn't know what I wanted to do. So I got a real estate license. And I thought that that was the next step because Rich Dad Poor Dad has a great book for the theory of it, but there's no instruction, right? There's no like, okay, now this is how you go out and get a really great deal.
Yeah.
So I thought you have to get a real estate license. You have to understand the terminology. You have to be a realtor to be able to put together the paperwork. And so that's what I did. And it so happened that 2004, five and six, the market was very hot. It was a big ramp up, right? And I thought I was a genius and I was helping people buy and sell real estate. And I was kind of getting my feet wet as just a traditional realtor with always my eye. I'm kind of side eyeing investing,
right?
Like, okay, I'm going to learn this at some point, right? I'm going to learn this at some point. You don't learn it as a realtor. You just don't learn it as a realtor. This is stuff that you have to learn from a mentor, from somebody that's actually doing it. And so got over my skis financially, thought my ego got real big because I made six figures as a 23-year-old. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at 23, that's like a bazillion dollars.
Yes, correct.
When you're used to like a nothing. And so just got over my skis with expenses, lost it all in the downturn, signed an office lease for a big spot. I was going to open up a big brokerage, Neil. And I signed it in January of 08. In October of 08, the economic world melted and they sued me for the remainder of the 10-year lease. So I'm 26 years old. I owe $740,000 on this judgment that I have. And I was like, down. I was out. I was like, okay, I need to hide out for a little bit. So I was a shell of myself and didn't have any money, had every 90 days, had to go to an attorney's office to do like a financial review with them so that they could take anything that I was, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. So was able to claw my way out. I started doing some more traditional real estate deals just as a realtor and then found wholesaling kind of by accident. I was door knocking and I door knocked the last house of the day. It was a wonderful lady and had a good conversation with her. She didn't want to sell, but there was a vacant house, four houses down, and she was the caretaker of it. The owner was lived in New York and wanted to sell it. And so she said, let me go inside. Let me give her a call and see if she wants to sell her property. Give me permission to give you the phone number.
Yeah.
And she came back with the name, address, phone number. And that was it. And then I called her and I got the deal and it all worked out. And I sold it to an investor buddy of mine who actually ended up wholesaling it.
Yeah.
And did that three more times and three more door knock deals that I found. And I realized what wholesaling was and started really focusing on that. But the most important, like, moral of that, or kind of the real seed that was planted there, was if I got the name, address, and phone number of distressed property owners, I am unstoppable. And from there, I just started going and driving and finding the ugliest houses in the area and getting the phone numbers and calling the owners, and exploded. Business exploded.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Tell me, take me back to times being tough. How in the world did you keep yourself mentally sound, and how did you mentally get through it?
I didn't. I boozed up. I was like at the bar every night. I was surrounding myself with terrible people. It was just like I hid for a solid like 14 months, to be honest, Neil. I just was not myself. I was just like, you know what? I've lost everything. I feel like the weight of the world. It's like that fight, flight. Well, yep. I froze, yeah. Right? That's the third one. I just froze. I froze for 14 months. And then it got to the point where I started reading again. I started listening to some audibles of Tony Robbins. And listen, I went to the How to Stop Worrying About Things by Napoleon Hill. You know what I'm saying? Like that came out like 1,000 years. I was listening to that audible, just trying to get something back going, get the momentum getting back in. And what I found was door knocking saved me. Because I was broke, so I didn't have money for marketing or anything like that. I had to find some way to do real estate. So I just started door knocking, and something about being in action solved all my problems. I truly believe that idle hands do the devil's work.
Yep.
And that's what happened. That's what happened. I was too idle. And so once I started taking action and being proactive again, everything changed for me. And that was 2012. And then by 2014, I was really going, building. And since then, the business has really taken off.
It's gone incredible. Yeah. Yeah. Do you notice that things today, I'm curious, are you better when things are faster? Meaning when things are going 100 miles a minute, is it just easier versus being idle, being slow?
Yeah. I'm a sprinter by nature, Neil. You know what I mean? Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I am like workaholic, right? But Mondays, it's like in the afternoons. Fridays, I'm done by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and the weekends I take off. So I really sprint, and I understand the principles. I really do. Yeah. If you have enough quality conversations with ugly properties, the owners of ugly properties, you can't lose. So I don't try to overthink this. When I was young, I wanted to be the genius. I wanted to recreate things. I wanted to invent ways to find opportunities. And it just comes down to having a conversation with the neighbor down the street that has that vacant house. You know what I mean? Like that's the whole business.
This isn't hard.
No.
We as individuals, we make things way harder than what they ever need to be.
Yeah. Real estate is simple. Wholesalers are complicated. Real estate investors are complicated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one thing that Tom Kroll, my mentor in the wholesaling business, phenomenal. And it changed my life because I was really trying to force a lot of things. And that is, we're deal finders, not deal creators, right? You're never going to convince somebody
never
to sell their property at a discount. You're never going to convince somebody that they should take over their loan if they don't want it. You know what I mean? Or whatever creative thing you want to do. You're deal finder, not deal creators. And I think that's really important because I think a lot of times when we're starting out in this, anybody that's nice to us, we think is a deal.
Right.
And it's not. You have to pre-qualify them and see if we can actually serve them. And if we can't serve them, then there's no value. If there's no value, there's no income. Our income's equal to the amount of value we provide. So we need to pre-qualify to see if we can. It's like going to the doctor.
Right.
If you go to the doctor and it's a neck doctor, but your knee hurts, they're going to send you to the neck doctor.
That's,
you know what I mean?
That's exactly right. It's a two-way street too, meaning that the doctor didn't want to see you either. The seller you're not going to buy their house from, who wants retail or whatever the story may be, they're not motivated. There's no point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So talk to me about where you're headed. What does this year and the next year look like in your world?
Yeah. So I'm super focused, Neil. So I have two main businesses, and I really think this is important for to have this conversation in our industry because people need to understand, if you have a rental portfolio, that is its own business. All right. If you have a wholesaling business, that is its own business.
Yes.
If you have a flipping business, that is its own business. You know what I mean? You have to understand, how much time do you want to dedicate and focus to each one of these businesses? Right. And that's really important. So my focus is on my wholesaling business, where we just literally wholesale the properties. Sometimes we'll close on it and sell it the same day, which is technically a flip. But for the most part, you get it. We're wholesaling it. And then my coaching business. Yeah. So those are the two areas that I'm really focused on. And with the wholesaling business, we did 1.7 million last year with four people.
Incredible.
I like keeping it very lean, keep it small, keep it all, because who cares about gross income? Gross income is literally gross, right? Net income, right? Net income is what we're looking for, what we actually take home to our families.
The only thing that matters.
That's the only thing. So we have a wonderful, profitable business on the wholesaling business. We should do about $2 million this year. We're on track for that. And then with the coaching business, I've had the fortune to coach over 2,000 people personally in the coaching program. And then at the end of this year, I've been under and had the fortune to be with Wholesaling Inc. for 5 years. My 5-year contract is up and we're creating our own coaching business at the end of the year, which is very exciting.
That's terrific. Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the coaching business. A lot of people, they think I got to do postcards. I got to do yellow letters. I got to do bandit size. I got to do pay-per-click and spend a fortune, but you've been able to dial this in and build literally multi-million dollars of business over the course of several years here from honing and mastering one thing.
Yeah.
The thing that you're going to have to do, people are going to have to do anyway, is have a conversation, no matter what methodology you do to get that name and address. But you can become unstoppable. Get the name and address and you're unstoppable.
That's it. Well, and listen, like there's three ways. There's only three ways to get business, three ways to find deals. One is marketing, where you're spending money for people to call you. A lot more people are comfortable with that because they're calling into you.
Right.
Typically, it's a shorter timeline. Typically, they're pretty motivated. I mean, not always, but I mean, you'll get a lot of people that want retail from that too, but they're reaching out and you're really trading money for time. That's all right. Because you don't have to spend a lot of time going out and making calls and door knocking or anything like that. The second way is to get referrals, right? I'm sure in Des Moines, people know that you are the guy. You're the guy that they send deals to. So you start getting referrals in from your database, your network of people that know that you do this business and they trust you.
That's right.
So the second way is referrals, which is fantastic, but it takes time to build up your reputation, right?
Yeah.
And then the third way is by being proactive. You can pick up the phone and make calls to distressed property owners, or you can go and knock on their doors. That's the way to be proactive. That way you don't need a budget. Right? The budget is very, very low for that. And you don't have to spend a bunch of marketing and you get to control your schedule because you're having conversations on your time, like 9 to noon every day for me. That's when I was making my calls. That's when I talked to people.
Right.
That's when I literally was having the conversations. I was sending out mail, Neil, and mail and mail and mail. And then I get calls and I'm at the gym. I'm like changing a diaper. I'm out dinner with my wife. I'm like, oh my gosh, it was like so frustrating because it was like, if I missed this call, it could be worth $10, $15, $20,000. I already just spent $5,000 this month in these postcards.
That's right.
If I don't answer it, this is going to be a big...
Every ring's $500.
It was ruining my life.
Right.
It was literally like just oppressive. It was like really holding me, like putting a lot of stress. So I was like, the marketing aside, I'm going to wait until I can hire people to be in those roles that are ready to be prepared to answer those calls. And so at this point, we have like a four-legged stool, right? We've got calls, we've got texts, but texts are kind of going the way.
Yep.
Their timeline is almost at an end. We have pay-per-click, and then we have referrals. So those are the four that we have now to build that. And I think once you get over $1 million, I mean, to get to $1 million, you probably need 2 or 3 different legs of your business from a lead generation side. And once you have that, you can get some good consistency.
Would you agree with me? I think it's imperative to find one thing and master it before you go in and stack on the next thing.
Deep, not wide, for sure. 1,000%. Listen, it is so easy to get distracted. I tell this, Neil, I say this all the time for anybody that's getting started. Listen, if you want to get started, you want to do fix and flips, you want to own 1,000 doors, you want to do commercial, like you want to do whatever development, you want to lend money, you want to do all those things. Great. For the first 12 months, you should just find ugly houses and get big checks.
Right.
That's it. Just find ugly houses, get big checks. Just find them and sell them to all the other people that are building their portfolio or fixing and flipping or developing or whatever else. Understand that in this business, it's about recognizing potential, recognizing potential in these properties. And if you get a bird's eye view of what everybody's doing with these properties after you sell it to them, then you get to pick the right strategy that fits for you. If you try to go and get deals and then all of a sudden you're going to add it to your portfolio and then flip this one and do that, your business is constantly going like this because your attention is directed in way too many areas.
Well, like you said, because each one of those is its own business.
Its own business. Yep.
It absolutely is. We've got multiple businesses in what we do, right? We fix and flip, but we've got commercial and then we've got a residential portfolio, among other things. I mean, they all require different things. different levels of input, and that took time to build, but you're spot on. To be able to do that, try to do it all at once. I mean, you're juggling eight balls with two hands.
That's it. And that's the toughest part, I think, that I've seen from coaching a lot of people that are just getting into this business is everybody wants the big portfolio. Everybody wants to show stories on their Instagram or TikTok or whatever of them flipping a house and how cool that is. But it's not profitable. It's just not profitable. What's profitable is finding ugly houses, matching them up with cash buyers, getting 10, 15, 20,000 and do that again and again and again each month and build up your systems, build up a business for finding those deals, replace yourself in that business, and then go out and do whatever your dreams are, you know, go out and build your portfolio or flip or developer, lend, do all those things.
Well, there's a ton of money in cash and big checks, building a system around that to replace yourself and stacking cash along the way. You've got choice freedom at that point.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really interesting. And I was watching a video yesterday, Neil, about the four layers. Psychology breaks down four layers of wealth, where you have nothing, you're living month to month type of thing, where you have like 2,000 in savings, when you have like 3 or 6 months in savings, and then when you just don't worry about money at all.
Right.
Once you get to the point you don't worry about money, it's like you're back in like junior high or like elementary. Remember when like life was like just so carefree and you could do what you want and go where you wanted. And it was just like, everybody's happy and smiley and everybody's, you know what I mean? Like you can do that in this business, and you could do it in a relatively short amount of time over like a 3-5 year period. You could get to that point, but there is a hustle season there that a lot of people can't get through. There's a hustle season. There's a lot of learning. There's a lot of changes. There's a lot of punches to the gut that happen in that 3 to 5 years. But if you survive that and get to that point where you've built up a business that is giving you cash flow, and then you start buying assets with your disposable income that also gives you cash flow, I mean, that's an incredible life.
I've got a question for you. Are you enjoying the podcast? I sure hope you are. And if you are, may I ask your personal favor? Would you mind going to iTunes and leaving a written review and a 5-star review? If you do that, send me a screenshot to my office. I want to send you back a list as a thank you. It's a list of the top 20 best lists to market to in order to find motivated sellers. This list has been curated by my office over years of direct marketing to sellers. This will either shortcut your path to finding the best list to start marketing to, or it's sure to add to what's already working. You can send that screenshot of your review to marketing@realgritpodcast.com. That's marketing@realgritpodcast.com. That's right. Incredible life. Yeah, absolutely. I've always said, would you agree with this? I think the right work coupled with the right plan, success is inevitable.
Inevitable.
Say it better. Yep. So for folks out there, and this is what I love about your work, is that you provide them with that right plan. They got to bring the work.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it. And listen, here's the thing. A lot of people label themselves, and labels are very powerful. They label themselves, I am an introvert, or they go, I don't like talking to strangers, or people don't really like me that much, or I'm scared to pick up the phone and do this and all these things. Well, you should be. It's scary. We weren't taught this when we were little. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was super easy, then there would be no value in it because everybody would do it. But if you build the unique skill of actually being concerned about the people that own these properties that are vacant, the people that own these properties that are burnt down, the people that owe taxes, property taxes, are going to lose it to foreclosure, they're going through a divorce or whatever it is that's going on in their life. If you actually concern yourself with seeing if they want to trade potential equity in their property for speed and convenience, you're out there serving the community as opposed to, oh, I'm a greedy real estate guy and I'm going to get these deals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's never like that. You can't just steal houses. You can't.
Nope. You sure can't. Those stories that one tells ourselves can be freeing or they can hold you back.
Most of the time they hold you back.
Most of the time they hold you back. Program oneself into believing, which oftentimes they're so far from reality. It's kind of weird how you replay it in one's mind.
Well, and I think people find it unbelievable that you can find these deeply discounted properties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But what I always say is there is a reason why when you go and buy a new car at a dealership that you trade your old car in, right?
Sure.
Could you go and put brand new tires and rims and reupholster the interior, get the paint job, get it serviced, get it looking perfect, get the engine clean, go and put it out there, put it for sale, haggle with buyers, go back and forth, right. Go and get the deed signed, the title signed, do all that stuff? Yes. Why don't you? Speed and convenience. People have to understand, believe it or not, people also do that with houses.
Lots of people.
Yes.
Lots.
Hundreds of thousands every year.
Every year. Yeah.
Yep.
No, you're absolutely right. Hey, I want to move on to the final segment, what I call four for impact.
Four for impact.
Your favorite quote, ugly houses, big checks.
That's right.
When did that come into your life that you're like, that's it?
It was actually this year. And I like this as well. The more people I talk to, the luckier I am.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that. Yeah. But just to focus, I think last year my motto was be real loud about what you're doing, like document your story, because people will encourage you and people will send you referrals and give you opportunities if they know that you're now out there learning real estate and you're humble about it. You're showing the good stuff, the bad stuff, all that. So 2021, I was all about loud. 2022, I'm all about focus. What I found was people get so unfocused. There's so many shiny objects in our business. There's so many shiny objects when it comes to being an entrepreneur or investing in money or investing in crypto or investing in drop shipping or investing in this next thing and that old thing, all of these other things that it's right. Like, if you just focus finding ugly houses, having a quality conversation and solving that problem that owner has and getting a big check for that, ugly houses, big checks, that's the mantra. Yeah. And so I've really been pushing that because I think when people hear that, it really lands. They're like, oh yeah, that's so simple. Why am I complicating this? That's the point. You got to have fun and you got to keep it simple.
Yeah. We do it to ourselves. We overcomplicate almost everything. It does not need to be that hard. This leads right into my next question. Maybe we have touched on it. What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
Yeah, a couple different things. One, I think people hire way too fast. People want to delegate in this business more than I've ever seen in any other business. Somebody that's brand new already hires a cold caller to make calls for them, or they start sending out marketing, but they have no direction. They have no mentorship, right? Like the path is already laid out for you, but you got to do the first part yourself. And I think that builds you as a better, more disciplined business owner / leader. Because I think people don't understand that when you become an entrepreneur and you start hiring people, their financial lives are in your hands. The responsibility is in your hands.
Yes.
So I think that people hire too fast. And the biggest one is just distraction. Just doubt, disappointment, and distraction. The three D's is what we call them, is the thing that really stop a lot of people from really just going and taking action and building the skills. And change is hard. Change is that, like, nobody likes it. It feels weird when you're learning a new skill.
Yeah.
But if you didn't want to be somebody else, you'd already be that person. So you have to change. You have to build skills. You have to become a millionaire. You don't just get $1 million. You become a millionaire. You become that much value.
Right.
So I think that's really important.
Growth comes on the other side of being uncomfortable.
For sure.
And you got to find yourself in that space to get uncomfortable. You hit it on the head. You just don't get $1 million. You become that. If you got $1 million, old you would blow it.
Yeah.
You didn't earn all of us, right? You didn't earn the stripes to be a good steward of that money. You didn't do the work. And people don't value things that come particularly fast.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
I mean, obviously, I spend a lot of time with my children. I have two boys.
Yeah.
And it's that time of life where it's like, I'm still a hero, right? So it's like,
I know they're young, right? What are their ages?
It's 10 and 5.
All right. Yeah.
And so I'm just a hero. So a lot of the time is spent sports and activities and running around and traveling. We have a cabin in the woods that we go to. And so that's most of it. I can turn it off. I'm really good at turning off the business side. And just when that's done, it's done.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yep. What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
As an entrepreneur, you just naturally do it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I have now probably 20 people that work in the different companies.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of great families. And that's a lot of great relationships. And that's a lot of positivity that I hope is coming out of our business going out there.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. That's a deep impact in the people you get to surround through all the effort and all the skills you've built over a period of time.
Well, and I think it's wild, right, Neil? Like, we were both born. Everybody's born, right? Mm. We all kind of started at the same spot. We weren't given like a ton of money to start this thing up. And right. We start building and building and building and building. And then because we're focused and we're disciplined and we take the risks, we do really well. Which right. also means we pay a ridiculous amount of income taxes.
That's right.
Right? When that bill comes, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is bananas. But in the same sense, it's like, okay, that's the rent that we pay to live in this country. And it's a lot. It's a lot more than all my family members are going to pay combined.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's how it is. So, I mean, just that part of being able to be in a position to be that fortunate and to be building a business that much that you're getting taxed that much. It's a weird mental
dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. I don't really know where I'm going with this. It's just something I'm dealing with right now. So it's like, it's something that you look at and you're like, wait, all these other people that were born at the same time pay way less than I do because we make a bigger impact financially. And so we have a bigger responsibility.
We're going to talk about commercial offline is what we're going to do.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I'm getting there. Yeah. I know I needed a lot more in the portfolio. That's for sure.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Brent, sincerely appreciate you taking the time to connect up. Your story is an incredible one. I know you've been an inspiration to thousands of folks and the work you do in this community. And so I appreciate that. It's fun to hear especially where you started. We almost started, oddly enough, the exact same time in the exact same role as being a traditional realtor. So it's fun to have a beginning in a similar
path.
We
made it, Neil.
Yeah.
We made it. Look at us now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You're totally right. It's very fun. So I really appreciate you taking the time to connect up here. For folks who want to learn more about TTP, they want to connect, they want to talk about, get on a different path, get on the right path, and to be able to singularly focus on getting the outcomes that they need. Ugly houses, big checks.
Yep.
How can they connect? Where can they go?
Yeah, two places. The YouTube channel, just Brent Daniels YouTube. Check it out. I mean, we do a lot of work in there and we put a lot of pride into it.
Yeah.
And then there's a ton of free resources, tools, downloads, checklists at TTP, like talk to people, TTPinsider.com.
Insider.com. Great. We'll get the links in the show notes here below.
Awesome.
I appreciate you, Brent. Thanks so much.
Thank you. This is fun.
Yeah, likewise. Hey, for everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons reminding you that real estate requires real grit. See you next time.
If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.